From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
What in a can? Oh, sorry, wrong mic, isn't that?
Hello.
Awesome?
check.
Mic check, one, two.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Some exciting wax to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. As always, new release Friday. Mm. New releases and reissues up on the shelf, up on the website. Check it out, southbound.co.nz, or come in store, 132 Simon Street.
That's the one.
The whole plug right at the start. Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I've been looking forward to this one. I love Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Future Development. This is his third record, originally released in 1997, I think, just on cassette when it first came out, and then was issued later in 1998, I think, on CD and vinyl. Mm. And we're getting it back, being released on Rhymesayers. This is kind of like... if you know Del, a lot of people would know him from collaborating with like the Gorillaz, and he's got Deltron 3030 going. This is kind of like the, this album specifically sounds very much like a blueprint for what Deltron 3030 was going to be, obviously without Dan the Automator and Kid Koala. But this is like kind of that futuristic themed conceptual rap that he was going for at the time. Very like story driven or very lyric heavy, playful rap, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think I love him a lot because it just kind of feels like he's kind of telling you a story, and it feels very direct, and yeah, it feels like you're having a lot of fun with it every time you listen to him. And with this one, he's definitely, even he references throughout, he's kind of refined that craft. And he knows what he's doing with this one. And again, it's kind of the blueprint for what was to come. So yeah, this one kind of went under the radar for a few people. And if you haven't heard it yet, get your hands on it.
A deep cut, if you will.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. Shall we listen to a track?
Let's do it.
X-Files.
From the man whose mind is not even in this dimension. I'm on another plane, sicker than the mother brain. The ultimate expression, yes indeed, he. My flow, symphonic, hypnotic, psychotic. Never symbiotic, but doper than narcotics. A few of y'all caught it on my first release, but now my power's increased, enhanced. Del meets the fans halfway, and slab bay, rapping in his chops. The temperature drops, you get pneumonia, or maybe exposed to radiation by plutonium. Some say rap's an idiom, get the ASRSP, and then I'm idiom. The best of both worlds, brilliantly engineered, lyrics that mention fear. Del is now in the clear, I was in prison, but now free to be everything that I envision. Abandon the plan and the uninspired, and the haters that cater to their needs agree. It's bizarre, by far anarchy, no control, no soul, the whole fucking planet's gonna fall, unless we administer sense as we enter the 21st century. Even your worst enemy gotta get it together, mentally and systematically. When niggas think I'm a smart ass, it makes them mad at me. Why? Cause I try my best to eliminate ignorance, not letting my brain burn out like cigarettes. There's bigger threats besides thieves or your pet peeves, but what's riding your face is what nobody believes. Tell what you got up your sleeve. If it was up to me, I would pass the baton, cause it's tough to lead. But still I drop facts here and there so I can up the seed, so you must believe. Tell what you got up your sleeve. If it was up to me, I would pass the baton, cause it's tough to lead. But still I drop facts here and there so I can up the seed, so you must believe. X-Files. Today depend on imagery. I myself depend on skills and my energy. It's maddening at every single gathering of young black youth. It's got to be some niggas badgering, averaging out to be about 3 out to G. Now motherfuckers build stereotypes, cause it's all they see. I take glee in the fact that I'm me, not a follower. A dollar wouldn't make me sell my soul. Del is old school compared to your subterfuge. I got the same code of ethics Jungle Brothers use. Now every nigga wanna be crime related. Can't rhyme creative and they made us self-hatred. That's why they overstep boundaries that's sacred. From the street to the corporate scene, they all mean business. Self only doesn't work. Your soul holds no weight when you let the devil lurk. Fighting evildoers, I've been evil myself. But I'm still a black man with experience under my belt. I may be young, but my soul is old. Living in the ice ages where a nigga.
Yeah, pretty classic.
Oh, yeah. Great sound. And if you know Deltron 3030, you kind of get the sound from that. So, yeah, future development. Del
awesome.
The Funky Homo Sapien, his third record repress.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I imagine that it would have been pretty hard to find up until now, so
there'll
be a lot of people that are wanting this one.
And it also has this really cool like foil imprint here. Which
it's very futuristic.
Very cool looking. So yeah, come on in if you're a Del fan. The next one we've brought in, Rumble in the Jungle, a Solar Jazz Records compilation.
Awesome.
This one, obviously a reissue of the classic compilation. Recently there was those Junglist compilations that came out. People loved those ones. Rumble in the Jungle, it's the 20th anniversary of this one. Such a classic comp. It's got Incredible from General Levy and MB. Everyone knows this one. Barrington Levy, the Raga Twins. There's like three tracks from them on here that are incredible as well. This one kind of like lays out the kind of like history of jungle developing and the timeline of it kind of playing out from, you know, like the 80s like UK dancehall scene to like the early 90s to where we have jungle today. And such an incredible compilation. We've already had people coming in asking for this, waiting for it to be repressed, and it's finally here in our hands. So if you're a Soul Jazz fan, if you're a jungle fan, or if you're someone trying to get into jungle, I've said this so many times, but compilations like this are the perfect way to get into a genre like jungle, or even if you're looking at specific artists, then yeah, this is a great way to do it.
Soul Jazz comps are just so like educational tools, eh?
It really is. And it's like, yeah, again, it's like, it's kind of like someone's doing the crate digging for you, you know? You can just kind of go and chuck it on and find new tunes. Or if you know the tunes, then hear the classics, you know?
Yeah, hard. And like, it's sort of, you buy one record and then it gives you so many avenues to like more deep cuts
totally.
Into different stuff
yeah.
and exploring different artists and yeah.
Absolutely. And because it's covering so much, you're kind of getting the you're almost kind of getting like a snippet of each little subgenre within whatever compilation you're delving within to. Rumble in the Jungle. This
bang
is the
for
one.
Buck, man.
Bang for buck.
Awesome.
General Levy, MB, Barrington Levy, Beanie Man, Raga Twins, DJ Massive, Shut Up and Dance, Cuddy Ranks, and more.
Jungle is fucking massive, eh?
Jungle is massive.
Alright,
one for the bass hits.
Oh yeah. It's nice Friday morning. Friday morning wake up call.
I'm all about it, man.
Oh yeah, it's chilly out there.
I'd be getting feral after 9 a.m. on a Friday morning.
That'll warm you up.
The listeners know. This is very exciting.
The brand new album from Delaney Davidson, Baby Heavyweight. This one we've been waiting for a while.
Yeah.
We were actually so eager that when we got these in, we had a little listen prematurely because we just couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Pressed at Stebbings. It sounds incredible on wax. So if you are waiting to listen to this album, or if you've been kind of eagerly pre-saving or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
come and grab it on vinyl and listen to it on wax for the first time, because there's so many albums that listening to on wax is just a whole different experience, and this could be one of those albums for you. It could be a first listen and you could just fall in love. There's the regular cast and crew are coming in to help out. Delaney here, you got Tammy on here, you got Marlon Williams helping out with some vocals and stuff on here, you've got Commy as well helping out on this album, which
awesome.
Is a really cool collab. There's some awesome collaborations and co-writes on here, and this one's a little more funky than the regular Delaney sound that we get. Still got that kind of like gothic Americana feel, but a little bit more of a funk influence. So
I've definitely noticed that in the singles, like this one. This is the title track and it's been on heavy rotate here at B, and it's definitely a new flavor for Delaney that I'm excited to sink my teeth into.
Oh yeah, a little still very like kind of narrative heavy as well, which is a lot of fun. He's still doing his storytelling through his beautiful vocals.
Yeah, awesome.
So let's get into it.
Well, thank you so much, Cam.
Yeah,
always
thank
a pleasure
you.
To have you up. Everyone, get to Southbound this weekend and buy some wax. If the drizzly weather continues, it's just perfect time to go and rug up warm and listen to records.
Oh yeah,
get into the shop and spend some putia.
Yeah, some nice cozy tunes coming out today. So
awesome.
Come on and grab some.
Well, thanks so much, Cam. Have an awesome weekend.
Awesome.
Thank you,
so
Southbound.
Much.
Thank you, Delaney Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. I'm gonna be alright. Come on, baby. I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be alright. Looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Looking at you, yeah, I'm looking at you. Looking at you, yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Come on, baby, anyway.
The Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.